This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back in the Freedom Matters USA studios. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon, 6 past the hour. And this is the Friday staple. Senator Kevin Cramer at a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments, welcome for him. 701-271-1100. Special number today. 271-1100. Okay? For your calls, questions, and comments, Kevin will grab the line and we'll get you in queue to ask Senator Cramer anything you'd like. You can also text us 701-237-1590. That's the text line. Call us 271-1100. Text us 237-1590 or email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. What was your first job, Senator Cramer?
My first job, I was 12 years old. I'll never forget getting my Social Security card. It was cleaning the cafe, Thompson's Cafe in downtown Kindred, mopping the floors, cleaning the tables at the end of the day so that they'd all be ready for the next day.
I think the restaurant industry wins on most first jobs.
Probably, yeah. Right?
Yep.
And by the way, which makes the point, maybe you've been making this all day, I don't know, but it makes the point that, minimum wage, raising minimum wages doesn't help. It hurts because it robs a lot of young people from that very first job.
Very true. So we're heading into Labor Day weekend, and love to hear your stories about your first jobs. You've got some great stories so far today, so kind of fun. We're doing that rather than dealing with the rather unserious speech of President Joe Biden last night. What did you make of that?
Yeah. Well, I felt badly for the old guy, really. I would say this. I think they probably feel pretty desperate right about now, they being he and his handlers, and thought they'd put him into a mode that he's more comfortable with, and that's just sort of rage and anger. And he does do that fairly well, the whole anger thing. But I felt like he was, first of all, it was a campaign speech disguised as a serious address to the troops or something. And you know, they used to criticize Donald Trump for using the military as a prop, political prop. I'm like, boy, it doesn't get more blatant than this one. And I also thought it looked like the start of a Batman movie. It really weird lighting and ominous sort of tones that they were setting. But I think that's really an illustration of how desperate they are politically heading into these midterms, and they wanted to change the subject somehow, as though people are going to forget that they're suffering from inflation or that we're now in a recession and, that their streets are being overrun by crime and criminals with the whole, what's going on at the southern border, obviously, combined with the defund the police movement that is so prominent in their political party. He just seemed desperate to do anything. But here's the thing, that the biggest takeaway for me, though, after all of that is Donald Trump should be paying rent for that time he's spending in Joe Biden's head. I've never seen a president so insecure about the person he beat to be president. I mean, he's just terribly insecure, and I kind of feel badly for the guy.
You know, I thought, boy, only a leftist who apologizes for America, a liberal, somehow thinks that make America great is, like a dirty word.
Especially if you really believe it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm proud to embrace the Trump agenda, right? I mean, it's pro-life. It's securing the border. It's lower taxes. It's a strong military. It's peace through strength. It's,
fewer regulations.
Pro-Israel, we didn't have the inflation we have now. We didn't have the Afghanistan mess, the meltdown in education, which, by the way, is Donald Trump's fault now, according to the Secretary of Education. You just can't make this up. What in the Trump mega agenda is anything we need to apologize for is what I'd like to know.
Well, it's really weird because even the whole theme of division was really awful in my view, and especially coming from the guy who promised to be the great uniter. Of course, he abandoned that theme the day after the inauguration. I mean, he really, truly did. So, in terms of what's not to like about a stronger America and you know, job growth, and we're at a time, by the way, in the Trump era, where wages outpaced inflation. Today, some people on the news are celebrating the fact that wages went up 0.3%, 0.3% this month, you know, in today's jobs report. All the while, inflation's at 8 to 9%. You know, so in the Trump era, we were actually seeing in inflation of wages, thank goodness. And by the way, for everybody in the value chain, especially the middle class and the lower rung of our economic system. Now, the problem now is that we're paying people more to not work than to work in some cases, and so we have a workforce shortage. They celebrated today as well with the jobs report that the labor participation rate went up 0.2% to like 62.4. That means, you know, nearly 68% of the available workforce isn't in the workforce. That's a pretty big problem, Scott. So we were going a different direction during the Trump era. And by the way, to the degree that Joe Biden's enjoying some economic growth, and he frankly was when he was handed the baton in January of 2021, it's because we had built this solid foundation of lower regulations, lower taxes, a secure border, strong trade deals. All of that had been built in the Trump era on a foundation that he inherited, he being Joe Biden inherited. And yet the first thing he did when he got into office was not a bipartisan action, but in a straight partisan way, passed $2 trillion so that he could somehow take credit for the growing economy. And all he did is supercharged the demand side of the economy, which led us to this hyperinflation and now into recession. So, I just think he wanted to detract from all of that and make this about his predecessor rather than making it about his agenda. And I doubt it's going to work, Scott, because people on this show, I'm sure, will tell us every caller, you don't have to tell them that everything's good when they're paying more for everything.
No logical person could look at that transcript and speech and write it and say this will gain us voters. I mean, it seems to me it was more of damage control, that they're in free fall, so buck their base up a little bit and just lose a little less, you know, they hope, than they otherwise would have. I mean, don't you think?
That's
I mean, there's no addition in that political strategy.
No, that's a really important point, Scott. I think you're right on. The only thing that he could hope to accomplish is to fire up his base. The problem is, even his base, I'm sure you've seen what some of the critics on CNN and the other networks are saying, that the liberal networks are saying about the staging of this. Two Marines standing guard, in this ominous Batman, Gotham City sort of setting, which, by the way, could have been spectacular. I mean, Philadelphia, where it all began, the general theme.
Yeah.
And instead, he says that because of Donald Trump and Republicans, democracy's at risk. That equality is at risk, that they're under assault. Give me a break. I mean, if there's anything that's under assault, it is our liberty. The fact that the FBI is a political tool for Merrick Garland, who, by the way, just think that when you see how partisan Merrick Garland as Attorney General, just remember Mitch McConnell almost single-handedly prevented him from becoming a very partisan Supreme Court justice. It's an important point. And to somehow think that now freedom's under assault because of Republicans, when he has majority in the House, majority in the Senate, and the presidency, freedom, liberty itself is under assault Hardly. If it's under assault at all, it's not because of the MAGA movement. If it's under assault at all, it's because of the growth of regulations and the opening of the border and the crime spree, that crime that runs rampant in our cities because they're allowed to. They're practically encouraged to by the left, Scott. So the guy was off on every note, not surprisingly. But worse than that, it's just such a pessimistic tone. I don't like pessimism. I don't subscribe to it generally myself.
Calls, questions, comments for Senator Kramer. Welcome today on the program. And we have Jack in Minneapolis, Andrew in West Fargo, Dana and Judge standing by. You're 1, 2, and 3. Others, welcome. And our lines are back working now, so you can call the regular lines if you like at 800-228-0550. Or Kev, he loves chatting with you, 271-1100. But the normal lines are back up. And
not that Kev, me. Yep.
Yeah.
He likes chatting with you,
too. I love it, too.
You call Kevin to talk to Kevin.
To Kev.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, we'll continue with more after this on What's On Your Mind. Yeah. After a short time, I'll brought to you today by our friends at Patriot Mobile, a great discount for our flight family audience. Same coverage, same towers, and America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Now more than ever, stick together. I mean, it is important that we buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. That's what Patriot Mobile has been doing since 2012. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. So give me the Flag Family discount. I'm done sending my money to woke wireless companies. 972. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The darkness of Charlottesville, of COVID, of gun violence, of insurrection. We can see the light. Light is now visible. Light that will guide us forward. I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation.
Funny you didn't condemn the assassination attempt against Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Didn't condemn pro-abortion attacks on pregnancy centers.
A lot of things he didn't cover.
vandalization at GOP political offices. Didn't make it on the list. All right, to the phones we go. Questions or comments for Senator Kevin Cramer. Welcome today on the program. You can also tell us about your first job. Labor Day weekend, we're celebrating all those folks that get up and work. Love America and go to town. Roll up their sleeves and get her done. Appreciate it very much. Jack in Minneapolis for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, Senator. I know you recently visited Bluefin Ethanol for their carbon sequestration program. I support this approach, and I'm wondering what benefits you see this bringing to North Dakota, and how do you think it'll affect the economy?
Sure. Well, couple of things, Jack. Thanks for the question. Yeah, I toured Blue Flint, Scott, the Blue Flint ethanol plant. And the reason I did it actually is it was as a guest of an event, sort of a regular event where the Associated Builders and Contractors get together with their contract, you know, partners and members at building sites, and they do a sort of a picnic, I'd call it. I forget what they call it, but anyway, so I went to hang out with workers and then toured the facility. And what they're doing, of course, at Blue Flint, much like they have already done at Red Trail, and that is to install, first of all, some more capacity, even some new energy source that they're putting in a gas facility there. And remembering this is next to the new, old GRE power plant, Coal Creek Station, which is now owned by Rainbow. So you've got this beautiful park, this beautiful energy park. But in addition to all of that, to Jack's point, they're adding on a carbon capture facility. And I saw it under construction. And I think the real benefit, it does a couple of things. First of all, if we accept that we are heading toward a carbon-reduced future in the United States, and if you don't believe that we are, then you're not paying a lot of attention. But we are. Ethanol, the production of ethanol is actually one of the easier technologies to capture carbon in the stream. So what we do is you turn CO2 from a what would be a waste product, some believe a pollutant, I don't believe it's a pollutant, but it has become a waste product, and turn it into a commodity. And that commodity can be used, it can either be stored or it can be used to enhance oil recovery from wells that have otherwise been seemingly depleted, at least economically. We, you know, with tax credits, I'm going to give a little bit of a tutorial here on the tax credit, but one of the tax credits that incentivizes a lot of this stuff, Scott, and we've talked about it a lot, you've talked about it a lot, is 45Q, which is an $85 per ton credit for capturing and storing CO2. Well, you know, that's one ton, $85. Remember that number. The tax credits on an electric vehicle, it's per ton of CO2 reduced, ends up being about $300 per ton, at least $200, $200 to $300 per ton. In other words, capturing CO2 while we use fossil fuels in a more efficient way actually has benefits to the environment, but it obviously has benefits to local farmers and has benefits to the ethanol industry. And frankly, it's a benefit to the oil and gas industry as well, because it helps the production of liquid fuels in a more efficient, more economically friendly and environmentally friendly way.
There are people that think that's a fool's errand and that we're succumbing to the woke green agenda. I kind of look at it as beating them at their own game. And the alternative is if we just say we're opting out, then we're opting out of a coal industry and an oil and gas industry in North Dakota, are we not?
There's no question. I mean, we're already seeing it, right? We're seeing coal plants being shut down all over the country on a regular basis, including in North Dakota. We're seeing the oil and gas industry being assaulted in all areas. You're seeing regulation on top of regulation. And beyond even the regulations, Scott, the federal regulations in particular, that require a reduction of CO2 to produce anything. you are also seeing this whole ESG movement that we talk so much about. I think it's being thwarted a little bit now by common sense and by reality. But you have entire corporations, including some fossil fuel companies, that have I don't want to say they've bought into it, but they've certainly captured it, and they're trying to take advantage of it. And so the reality is, you're right, we can beat them at their own game. But there are also sincere people who believe that the climate crisis is existential and all those things. They worship it, quite honestly. But who are, at least are sincere and want to reduce carbon as opposed to just keep fossil fuels in the ground. And what we're saying is, you can reduce carbon, but we can do it by still having fossil fuels and using fossil fuels, because at the end of the day, we need fossil fuels. We have got to have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week electricity. They're finding that out in California right now.
Andrew, West Fargo, for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call, Senator and Scott. I'm a transplant from Minnesota about a year and a half ago.
Welcome.
Coming to North Dakota, thank you, from Minnesota. It's unusual to hear a politician say anything conservative at all. So when we got here, it was like, wow, this is great. You know, everything's great. We went to the GOP convention in Bismarck. Mm-hmm. When we were there, if you remember, you came on stage and said, listen, we need to get along. We're not the enemy here. So I guess my comment, more than even a question, is everything you guys are saying with the ESG and the, just everything that you've covered, you're right. You're right on. And we all know it. And I think what we need to do is really just band together. And I understand in the state of North Dakota now, you know, Minot might be a little bit different than West Fargo, let's say.
sure.
And I just think I want to say more to the listeners. We need to get together here, and we need to end this, because this is getting out of control, obviously. So I'll hang up. Thank you again for even being able to talk to a senator on a radio station. It's so unusual. So thank you.
Tell me about
wait until you bump into him in, you know, Menards. So this is such a great perspective, you guys. I mean, I'm sitting here smiling just listening to him talk, because he's it's a cautious admonition to all of us who fit into the center right coalition, right? I think the challenge, and of course, coming from Minnesota, you would know nothing about this, but I think the challenge for a lot of us in a lot of ways in North Dakota is that there's so many Republicans and so few Democrats that the conclusion is that we're so diverse that we can't all get along. And the reality is, too, Scott, and this is why I love talk radio, we also don't have enough of an appreciation for a good fight, right? I often say people, we just don't celebrate political discourse like our founders did and like we used to. So I think we can still have our rigorous, vigorous debates and arguments. But at the end of the day, we have to band together for the good of the country and for the good of the community. And we don't necessarily have to, you know, all have the same exact philosophy or the same exact outlook. But this was a good lesson from somebody who moved in from a place that's exactly the opposite.
Thanks, Andrew.
On that
appreciate
note,
the call. We
yeah,
are
on that note,
podcast,
quick,
so
just a quick note.
I want to come back. Yeah, okay.
It doesn't seem anybody wants a debate. Yeah.
I got to get a quick note in here about PetroServe USA, the home cooking, the grab and go convenience. Fish and fries, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Valley City today, Sloppy Joe's in Harwood. Fried chicken or beef and noodles, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Who's hungry yet? Meatloaf.
Me.
M3 Avenue, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, Swedish meatballs. Cafe USA awaits for home cooking and grab and go convenience at PetroServe USA. Mortgage calls next.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years, and I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I'm going to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office announced seven Michigan State football players have been charged for their actions during a post-game melee in Michigan Stadium's tunnel last month. The most serious charge is against cornerback Kerry Crump, who faces one count of felonious assault. The alleged trigger man in a fatal shooting of five people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub was ordered held without bail in his initial court appearance Wednesday, as the suspect sat slumped over in a chair and showing visible signs of a beating. The suspect, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, has instructed attorneys he identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. The next hearing is set for December 6th. Americans will eat roughly 46 million turkeys this year. That compares to 22 million on Christmas and 19 million on Easter. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who labors mightily at a great personal expense, and that's our friend Mike Lindell. And he has a great team, and every time a big box store cancels him or bank cancels him or whatever, it's the team, his employees, that take the hit, employee-owned company. Up to 66% off everything right now. That's right. 66% off everything. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Click on that radio listener specials. Birthdays, anniversaries, any kind of celebration, just remember that. Ah, yeah, that'll be something a little different. Even on MyPillow gift card. And the book, free with your purchase as well, is pretty amazing. From crack addict to CEO, what are the odds? What are the odds? Mike Lindell's personal story. Nobody can believe that when they read it. Texter says, first job was at a laundromat in Medora. It'd be 100 degrees outside and about 120 inside with those big dryers. Ouch!
Oh, I bet.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
No kidding. You had a point before the break.
Yeah, you know, we talk about unity, and one thing is you're talking about unity and coming together. The next thing he's calling us fascists. And I had an interaction with a listener yesterday over text, and I asked one question. I literally got, I'm not going to go back and forth with you anymore. I'm out of here. Yeah. And it just seems like, and a lot of people talk about this, Charlie Kirk on down the line, about I'd love to have a conversation or an actual debate, but there's never that opportunity because there's no substance there, I think, is the reason they don't want to engage.
Yeah. No, Kevin, you're raising a great point. And one of the things I think we have to do, and Scott, I know I've heard you say this, is resist the temptation to be them. And so while we always invite the debate, always invite the discussion, don't fall for their bait. Because one of the things they like to do is bait us into a fight and debate us, because we'll get covered if we say something crazy or too mean-spirited or for worse, if somebody, some remote Republican somewhere says something really stupid or does something physically wrong or bad. And then, of course, then we're the fascists and we're the violent ones. But, Scott read the list of things earlier that Joe Biden didn't bring up that he won't condemn. And so we just can't fall for it. But then at least among ourselves, we need to have, civilized, robust debate and show a better way.
Well, if they show up, I wish you luck.
I know, that's just it. I know.
Let's see here. Let's get back to the calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And you can text us at 701-237-1590. Listener said, in listening to Senator Kramer list all the failures of the Biden administration, I'm wondering why he isn't more concerned about the things we sent him there to stop are happening. I think I get the gist of this, that, you know, yes, okay, that's all bad things, but that's why we have you there. Stop the bad stuff.
Right. And now we've done a lot of that. I mean, a whole bunch of that, actually. Starting with three Supreme Court justices that could have only been one, and probably in any other time in history would have been one. We've stopped a lot of, just remember this, we stopped federalization of elections. Republicans, we stopped that. And I think part of the problem is when you stop something bad from happening, there's not a lot of glory in that, right? There's just not a lot of glory in that. But it's really big. Three times, Scott, three times Nancy Pelosi passed a federal takeover of state elections, of all elections. And you're talking about things like requiring ballot harvesting, prohibiting states from requiring voter identification, day of registration in every state required by law. And so we stopped that in the United States Senate three times as Republicans. And we've stopped a lot of other policies. Now, what we can't stop are things that they can do without a Republican vote. And that includes, well, roughly $3 trillion of spending now, because through budget reconciliation, they don't need us. And they've done that with all Democratic votes. But at the end of the day, remember, you have to win the elections. Now, North Dakota's done its part. And we've done our part. You know, when we talk about what have you stopped, the list of things that we've stopped in terms of people getting confirmed, people that would be socialists, in one case, a communist, from being an official in the Treasury, the comptroller of the currency of the United States of America. We stopped in the banking committee. I'm on the banking committee. We stopped a member of the Federal Reserve that would have been disastrous for energy, the energy sector. We were able to stop that. And it's just that when you stop something bad from happening, again, there's no vote, there's no glory, there's no you don't run across the finish line. We can't stop
nobody.
It all
nobody throws you a ticker top parade for that.
Yeah,
today,
too bad we couldn't stop the whole thing, but is what it is.
Dana and Judd for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, Senator, and everyone else.
Good morning, Dana.
I have a question that I want to give you an example of why. Did you ever get a chance to listen to my podcast, and would you come on and debate any questions you might have about it? And my examples are this. On the carbon capture, it's being used to change how they refine the oil, which puts more added cost on that. And then they're taking the carbon and putting it in the ground, and that sequestration fee went from $50 to $85. And that's coming out of all of us working people's back pockets. And on the post office, with their electric vehicle fleet, the post office claims that it's unfeasible for them to do it because it's like $6.9 billion. And the Senate voted yesterday to give $3 billion in aid to cover that expense, which is coming out of all of our working people's back pockets. So I wanted to know, how did you vote on that, and did you listen to my podcast yet?
So first of all, I've not listened to your podcast. They do have it. Second of all, the Senate hasn't been in session for several weeks. So you're reading too much social media, Dana, if you think that we voted on something for $3 billion yesterday. We haven't been in session since the end of July, early August. Thirdly, with regard to, again, this is the same old argument, right, that we shouldn't be doing carbon capture and sequestration. In fact, you're very wrong on this economic point where you said it actually adds to the cost of the oil. It doesn't. It takes one well that's already done producing any oil, and it allows it to produce more oil. So the CO2, instead of being stored, just stored or wasted, by the way, the credit for oil enhancement is lower than the credit for the $85 for just storage. So it's actually a lower credit because the oil company pays for it. The oil company's happy to have CO2 that they can use to push more oil out of the same hole, because that makes that one hole more efficient and more productive. And by the way, that means less of an environmental footprint as well. So it's actually good for the oil companies. It brings costs down, doesn't add to the cost of the oil at all. Just the opposite of it.
Thanks, Dan. Let's go to John Rogers, Minnesota, for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Scott and Senator Cramer. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet.
So we in Minnesota have Senator Amy Klobuchar in our state, and she's going around talking about her antitrust legislation, and a lot of conservatives and Republican friends that I know are really concerned that, you know, that's just kind of like a Trojan horse for progressive and anti-American, you know, policies that give the FTC a lot of powers, and it end up kind of, you know, hurting a lot of small businesses and us in return. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that and you know, see what you think. So thank you so much.
Sure. So this is a really savvy Minnesota caller, Scott. So you're right. Amy does have some antitrust, legislation. And it's interesting because you said a lot of conservatives are concerned about it, and you're right, they are, including me. I'm not a co-sponsor of the bill, not for her lack of trying, I assure you. But a lot of conservatives are also on the bill. And here's a little bit of the dilemma, Scott. We all are so tired of big tech and their monopoly on things. And their monopoly on social media, their monopoly in search engines, and we're getting beat up all the time by place like Google who block Gmail from receiving our emails, ours being Republican candidates for office, but doesn't block Democrats from getting their emails out and conservative messages. We know all of that. But you have to be careful to make sure that the solution isn't worse than the problem. And so we want to approach this in the right way. I have some sympathy for antitrust legislation. I think that there's maybe some things that could be done. But the caller is right to point to the potential concern of an overpowered FTC. One thing we don't want is more regulation and more regulators. What I prefer in trying to battle these monopolies or duopolies or oligopolies, and there's lots of them in the meatpacking industry and others, is to take down the barriers to entry for new entrants into this. So you guys advertise for what's the mobile company, Scott? The
Patriot Mobile. Yep.
Patriot Mobile. Yeah. See, I want to help the Patriot Mobiles of the world be more successful in their arena. I want to help social media platforms be more successful than unnecessarily over-regulating another one. Now, again, we have certain tools in government and we ought to use them, but I share John's concern that Senator Klobuchar's legislation might go a little bit too far. It's a little bit undefined as well, I might add, but Amy's a friend and a coworker, and she's, you know, she cares about antitrust, and I'd love to help it be better legislation.
Appreciate the call, John. Texter said the dismissal of Biden's speech last night is extremely dangerous. His supporters can't figure out what gender they are. They're not wired right, and who knows how they react when given violent marching orders. We are at a dangerous turning point in our history, and it must be taken seriously. Your reaction to that comment?
Yeah, it's a good point. I certainly don't dismiss it. I mean, that language is awful, and clearly it's aimed right at the base. And I think that's to the texter's point. But here's the really good news: not one of the three major mainstream, I don't even like to use that word to describe them, but none of the networks carried it. That's really sort of how uninterested they were, probably because they've seen the guy perform and they knew it was going to be a crash landing, and they didn't want to be part of that. In fact, a lot of the networks were quite critical of his use, particularly of Marines as a backdrop for a hyper-partisan speech. And just so you guys know, Scott, and so your listeners know, I don't find offense in partisan speeches. I really don't. You know, politics is a partisan business. Politics is in everything.
It wasn't a political speech.
To people, right?
It wasn't, right? Yeah, I mean, as long as you say it, regardless of what the facts are, then this actually from the podium of the White House yesterday and the press secretary, this is not a political speech. I mean,
yeah, yeah, just fess up, right?
Yeah, clearly the networks, like you say, though, did disagree because they clearly saw it as a political speech and didn't take it. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. As we say, more after this on What's On Your Mind.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwant Buick GMC.com, your warranties for a lifetime on those new Buicks and GMCs, and some 40 pre-owned vehicles that you can sort and just individually see what's got the lifetime powertrain warranty. For example, a 2022 Toyota Highlander XLE that was $53,275, now $47,999. Everything from Dodge Caravans to big GMC Sierras and Yukons. Check it out. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Live and direct from the Freedom Matters USA studios. Freedom Matters USA bringing Candace Owens to Bismarck on September 15th. So get that on your calendar. That's Thursday, September 15th. Tickets start at $20, and they are still available right now at freedommattersusa.com. Freedommattersusa.com. Would you like to meet Candace Owens? Go to freedommattersusa.com and check that out. 11 before the top of the hour. Our final segment with Senator Kevin Cramer, and Jeff in Fargo has a question. Go ahead, Jeff, for Senator Cramer. Last chance, by the way, to get in here, and it is our shortest segment of the hour, so we want to go as quick as we can with the questions and the answers. 701-258-0550 or text 237-1590. Go ahead, Jeff, you're up.
Good morning, guys. Say, it seems like Leader McConnell is not doing very much for our Republican candidates throughout the country for the Senate race. It seems like he would rather be leader of the minority party than to gain control of the Senate and get voted out of leadership. So my question is to Senator Cramer, will you vote for McConnell as a leader again based on what he's doing right now?
Well, let me give you one example of something he's doing. He just spent $22 million on one Senate race because on behalf of a Republican that should have won easily, but was falling behind. And he, Mitch McConnell, from his personal PAC, his leadership PAC, Political Action Committee, spent $22 million to salvage a seat that we should keep. Now, we're going to keep it. I'm pretty firm, pretty strongly.
Which candidate is that, Jeff?
I forget which one it was, and I hesitate to. I have a pretty good sense, but I hesitate to say it because if I'm wrong, it'll make that candidate look.
But Herschel Walker, Blake Masters, right?
I don't think
Oz.
It was in that somewhere in that sphere. Maybe J.D. Vance or one of those, something in there. But he spent. That's just one candidate. He's doing that with lots and lots of them. There's been a lot of editorials written lately, Scott. And I know you've seen some of them saying, "Hey." A lot of these people are Donald Trump nominees, and we support that. I've supported, just supported. I think everybody that Donald Trump endorsed, I sent checks to, and I've sent checks from my PAC to all of our nominees at the urging of Mitch McConnell. And I even gave more money to Mitch's PAC so that he could give more to these efforts. But there's a lot of editorials being written about how much Mitch McConnell's doing to help these Trump endorsed candidates win. In other words, we're all on the same team. He's done a ton. Jeff's question is simple. If we win the majority and Mitch McConnell runs for leader again, am I going to vote for him? The answer is, of course. If we win the majority and Mitch McConnell runs for leader, he'll run unopposed. No one's going to run against him. And I suspect some of the critics who are running against him right now will vote for him because they will owe to some degree their success to Mitch's contributions. Now, if we don't win the majority, if we drop a lot of seats somehow, and I don't think that's going to happen, then I think Mitch McConnell's future as a leader is probably in jeopardy. But I think Mitch McConnell will make the decision whether he's leader or not.
Jeff, get your answer there.
Yes, I did, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Karen from Williston texts this note. Senator Cramer, March 9th, 2022, Joe Biden quietly signed an executive order bringing us to digital currency. I'm totally against it. How do you feel about it? Is there any way out of this? The government will be able to shut down your spending whenever they choose, and they will.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, Karen, to be honest with you, the digital currency executive order, or that the government would be able to shut us down. The dollar is still the dollar. The dollar is still the currency of record, not just for the United States, but for the world. I want it to stay that way. Even digital currency is valued based on the American dollar. And we need to keep it that way. I'm personally pretty old-fashioned. I'm not a big fan of cryptocurrency, if that's what you're talking about, if you're talking about the cryptocurrency world. But we do have to find a way to both keep it secure and safe without over-regulating it. Because, between blockchain and then the various types of currency, there's a lot of innovation, a lot of opportunity. People have a little more control over their own resources. It requires less regulation. But that said, buyer beware. Buyer beware.
We have a minute left, and we've got a few questions by text related to Fufang. One of them saying, Senator Cramer, are Grand Forks leaders listening to you about ending the dangerous relationship with Fufang on the corn milling plant?
Mm-hmm. So the Grand Forks leaders are listening, but I do think that the decision is coming clearer, quite honestly, just by the events of the last 24 hours and other things we're going to hear. I happened to, well, things are becoming clear through the CFIUS process, and I do think that this decision is going to get easier to make. But they've been listening, but clearly they want to build a record that's that they can stand on, whether it moves forward or doesn't. I believe it will not.
Is it paused now? Project paused?
It was paused yesterday for a while because through the CFIUS process, Fufeng was asked for more information than what they provided in the initial filing. That's a bit of a problem for them, quite honestly. They've been given a short time frame to answer the questions. It comes with a rebuttable presumption, which is sort of the opposite of innocent until proven guilty. So we'll see as more information.
The plot thickens on the whole Fufeng chapter. It'd be nice just to have a U.S. company step up and say, we'll do this. Senator Kramer, thanks for the time. That's the Talk Radio Town Hall.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.